Earlier this week, we published a story looking at what AVCP delegates are saying about last week's AVCP convention. Delegates told us that AVCP admitted to a number of financial issues, ranging from near bankruptcy to audits. This story received a lot of attention on our Facebook page and via email, so today we're talking with Adrian Wagner, KYUK reporter who wrote the article, and we're talking with him to better understand the circumstances surrounding the story. Hello, Adrian.
Hi, Anna Rose. Thanks for having me in.
So what did we learn from this story?
We learned that delegates seem to be in the dark about what exactly is happening over at AVCP. What we're hearing from delegates, and I do use the plural there, delegates, is that they were told at the AVCP convention last week that AVCP neared bankruptcy in November of 2015, right before a series of large layoffs in December, where they laid off 30 people, then canceled a February convention where the entire board would have met intentionally to not address those issues. Furthermore, that AVCP is now undergoing at least three different audits, and that the last thing that delegates are saying is that we do not know, or AVCP does not know, who initiated a series of financial investments in real estate. So those are the things that we are hearing from delegates.
And so one question that people are asking is, why didn't KYUK go to this meeting?
That's an important question, Anna Rose. Now, we are relying on delegate testimony here to bring you what they are saying happened in the meeting. And again, an important distinction to make, that is what delegates are saying happened in the meeting. KYUK did not attend this meeting because this meeting was for tribal members only. That was a decision made by AVCP. I did email and eventually call AVCP to ask why that decision was made. I was not given a response. I was told that Mike Hoffman, acting AVCP president, would have to address that. I never got a response from him. So really the only way that we could have done this story was through the people that were in attendance retroactively.
And who did you talk to for this story?
Most of the quotes that came up came from Delegate Harold Napoleon. But what I did was talk to a number of other delegates not recommended by Harold Napoleon, people that I believe to be outside of his immediate circle, to verify what Harold Napoleon was saying. So I talked to two other delegates that independently verified Harold Napoleon's statements. And that's why I felt competent in bringing this information forward.
And who were those delegates?
Those delegates did not want their names used. Those delegates spoke to me on background. And while they did verify Harold Napoleon's statements and his information, they did not want their names used because I think that they didn't want to be the whistleblowers on this, and Mr. Napoleon seemed to be okay with putting himself in that position.
And is there anyone who you tried to get in touch with who wouldn't talk with you?
For this story, I worked on it all last weekend, and there was quite a bit of back and forth. When I initially contacted Harold Napoleon, he was actually in contact with Henry Hunter, who's the chairman of the AVCP executive board, who made these announcements. And I did end up having a short conversation with Henry. Henry expressed that he did want to contribute to the conversation, but was directed by the 12-member executive board not to do so. So I was very close to getting Henry to speak on the record, but as I said, he was directed not to. Mike Hoffman, the interim president, has not responded to multiple calls at this point on the issue. At some point, my contacts told me that we were going to sit down and have a conversation, but I guess that fell through, still waiting on it. And I think the person who I would most like to hear from is Myron Nanning, who I haven't heard from yet, but I attempted to contact several times.
And so Harold Napoleon is the voice who speaks throughout most of this story, and a lot of people are asking if he's a trustworthy source.
So this is a very polarizing issue. This is a very contentious issue. Harold Napoleon, delegate from Pine Mute, was involved in a terrible, terrible accident in which he was found at fault many years ago. And I think my sense is that a lot of people in the community have not forgiven him for making that mistake. And because of that, they distrust the things that he says. I just want to point out, Harold Napoleon, regardless of any potentially criminal actions, is a board member of AVCP. He is a tribal delegate. So I feel confident in Harold Napoleon's qualifications to answer these sorts of questions and bring up these sorts of concerns.
And that's Adrian Wagner, KYUK reporter, talking about his story on the AVCP convention that occurred earlier this month.